Good morning and happy Friday. It's October the 25th in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake up call. Let's begin the day opening up the store, praying consecration, turning on the lights, raising the shades. Let's just get good and awake here. Are you ready? Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, Moses Built an Altar, So Will I. Our text is Exodus chapter 17, verses 14 to 16. Hear now the word of the Lord. Then the Lord said to Moses, write this on a scroll as something to be remembered, and make sure that Joshua hears it, because I will completely blot out the name of Amalek from under heaven. Moses built an altar and called it, The Lord is my banner, he said, because hands were lifted up against the throne of the Lord. The Lord will be at war against the Amalekites from generation to generation. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Moses built an altar. When is the last time you built an altar? Building an altar just may be the greatest act anyone could ever do. It says far more than words ever could. What is an altar? We all think we know until we are asked. Here's the Oxford Dictionary definition. An altar is a table or flat-topped block used as the focus for a religious ritual, especially for making sacrifices or offerings to a deity. Because of the offering of his own body as a sacrifice on the cross, the entire sacrificial system has been fulfilled once and for all by Jesus Christ. It is why the altars in our churches are tables or flat-topped blocks where the bread and the wine are offered as signs of the new covenant made by the body and blood of Christ. So does this obviate the need for us to make altars and sacrifices? I don't think so. The New Testament seems to envision otherwise. Consider Romans 12:1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Our spirituality can be all too well spiritual. Altars have a way of landing our spirits in the earth. Altars ground us and make the whole concept of living sacrifice more than a nice sentiment. The deepest instinct in every human being ever born is the instinct to make an offering of oneself to God. The very essence of sin is anything that causes us to compromise or otherwise withhold the offering of ourselves to God. to make an offering of ourselves to God is what it means to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. To offer our bodies to Him without reserve. There's only one reason we would not do this. We do not trust God. This is why it is so important to build altars to God on occasions where God has acted or moved mightily in our midst. We need to make immediate response. The combination of God's intervention and our responsiveness seals trust. Our general sense of gratitude is good, but wholly inadequate. God's significant work in our lives needs sufficient commemoration. This is the whole point of altars. And those altars need to be named. Don't you love how Moses named the altar in today's text? Moses built an altar and called it, "The Lord is my banner." The Lord is my banner. The Hebrew words are Yahweh Nisi. Biblically speaking, altars tend to be given a particular name of God that corresponds with the occasion. When we look back over our lives, we want to see a trail of altars. Not only do they serve as the pillars of our autobiography, they become wayfinders for those coming in our wake. When we build an altar, we leave it behind. Yet because we took the time to build it, it gets built in our hearts, and we carry it with us forever. They don't need to be elaborate structures. A pile of rocks will do. It's the deliberation that counts. In times past, I have planted a tree as an act of altar making. Allow me to ask myself the question I am asking you. When is the last time I tangibly built or made an altar? Honestly, I can't remember, and it bothers me. As I look back over my life, there are many occasions for which I had built altars. I let myself feel grateful, maybe shared a testimony here and there, and quietly moved on. I didn't do the deeper work of reflecting significantly on how God revealed Himself and how an altar might be named in the light of His name. The Bible is filled with such naming opportunities, ever in search of the altars of our lives and times. The Lord is my provider. The Lord is my healer. The Lord is my peace. The Lord is my joy. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my strong tower. Moses built an altar and called it, "The Lord is my banner." The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, You are my deliverer. What does the altar look like in my life right now? Would You help me name the deliverance afoot in my life, perhaps in my family, maybe in my church at this time? Deliver me from my good intentions to make an altar, which will just become unhelpful sentiments, and deliver me into the actual reality of making a real altar. Would You show me the shape of the altar I might construct in my life at this time? I won't lament altars missed in the past, but I will look to make up for lost opportunities going forward. Thank you for this altar we see Moses making today. The Lord is my banner. Let it be so for me too. It will be for my good, for others' gain, and for your glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. Our journal prompts today. Do you have an altar story in your past? Can you begin to visualize the altar coming in your near future? We're going to sing here in a minute as we close number 509. It's one of the Baptist classic hymns, Just As I Am, Without One Plea. It's a great altar song. 509 in our seedbed hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. I was so happy to see that hymn get included there. Six verses are short. We'll sing them all in a minute. But, the challenge like I'm giving you today, sometimes people can just sort of just way overdo that and just try to get too elaborate in the altar making process. I mean, just find a good sized rock and write something on it and put it somewhere in your yard that you'll see it. Plant a tree. I mean, that does take a little bit of effort to do that. It takes effort to do any of it, which that's the point. You're actually stopping and you're breaking the pace of life and you are commemorating what God has done. You're celebrating it and you're giving thanks and you're just making a sacrifice of praise. You could just be right in the throes, in the midst of the deliverance, and you just want to make the altar, the Lord. You know, that's Ebenezer. We talked about that back with Exodus 15. The Lord has brought me safe thus far. That comes from 1 Samuel 7. Here I raise my Ebenezer. That's an altar. And I just, as I said earlier, I mean, I've had lots of good intentions, but good intentions just become sentimental feelings and they just don't go very far. They don't really transform the soul. There's just something about doing the tangible act. I'll just leave it to you as an encouragement today. Well, how about we sing? We're going to sing Just As I Am. Every verse, okay? The buses will wait. Come to the altar today. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, poor, wretched, blind, Sight rich is healing of the mind. Yea, all I need in thee to find, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve. Because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thy love unknown hath broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come. Amen. Well, we did it. We sang every verse of Just As I Am right here on the wake-up call. That was the first. Some days I just can't believe I'm singing all these songs day after day after day. But we're doing it. We're doing it together. I'm not singing them for me. I'm not singing them for you. You're not singing them for me or you. We're singing them for God. We are remembering, rehearsing. We're dwelling and abiding. That's what these mornings on the wake-up call are about. We're meeting with Jesus. We're eating his word. We're drinking his spirit. We're walking in his ways. We're getting our lives hammered, built, shaped, molded in the pattern of the cross. That's what we're doing. We're being transformed from one degree of glory to the next. And this is from the Lord, who is the Spirit. As we're beholding him, we're becoming like him. We're becoming sowers for a great awakening. Our lives are bearing fruit, and that fruit is making seed, and that seed is falling into the soil all around us as we go about our days. So gather up your seed today. I'll have mine. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.